What is it that I'm looking for? Do I need cash? Do I want cash now? Need cash now? None of this should be urgent decisions, but do I want cash now for my portfolio? Or can I hold on for a year or two to get bigger returns later on? Welcome to the Path to Passive podcast, where we talk about building wealth and empowering lifestyle through commercial real estate investing for tech professionals. I always wish that other tech professionals reaching financial freedom had documented their journey along the way, so I'm doing it for the rest of us. Join us as we explore stories, many failures, and lessons learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. How's it going? And welcome to another episode of Path to Passive. This is Real Estate Investing for Tech Professionals, the guide for tech professionals that want to invest in real estate, get maximum leverage with their capital to earn more income, save on taxes, and build generational wealth. My name is Steven Rita, and I will be talking today a little bit about building your portfolio. And I actually had a couple other episodes queued up to be published, but at the last second, I decided to put this one out there. And what I gleaned from the episodes or the interviews that I've been doing with developers, from those that are, you know, entrepreneurs and real estate investors that are in the STR space, the short-term rental space, some multifamily as well, has been getting a big picture around that none of the assets are good or bad. It's just that how does it fit into your portfolio? And like I said, interviewing these different people, these different entrepreneurs, it became clearer and clearer to me as I thought through, what does my listener want? What does the tech professional want? What does the investor who is looking at all these different asset classes and thinking, okay, Steven, I'm listening to all of the stuff that you're putting out, to, you know, the guests that you're bringing on, and I'm getting all this information from you. And even though in those episodes, I'm asking these questions to these guests, like, what would you tell the first-time investor or second-time investor or pretty new investor around making their investments in different real estate? If it's, you know, active is right for you, if it's passive, whatever it is. And I started really starting to understand that the message needs to be clear, that it really does depend on what your goals and your needs are. Now, this might sound painfully obvious, but I think that's the exact reason why I'm doing a specific, very short episode here to talk about making sure that, just like we talked about in previous episodes, your criteria is clear. You know what you're looking for, not only around things like market, you know, how much or, you know, what types of returns you're looking for, you know, drilling down into, you know, the submarkets that you can get to know and the operators there and the sponsors there, et cetera. But just the same, and I think this tacks on a bit more into your criteria as well. And it certainly does, in fact, around knowing what your own goals are and being clear around, do I want just stable cash flow, right? Do I want just stable cash flow, or do I have a good enough cash flow so far with some of my different assets, investments that I've made so far, and I'm okay with not getting, you know, maybe income back for a year or maybe even 2 years, like some of the guests I've been interviewing. But would you be willing to do that so that you could make 2 to 3x the cash that you've invested? And that's totally up to you, right? But this is the point I'm making. This is why I wanted to be a short episode, to really just pinpoint down into, what are you looking for? Are you looking for reliable cash and you don't want to take any of those risks? Risks I'll talk about in a second, but do you not want to take, or do you want to take about as little risk, I should say, as possible to get the reliable cash so that you can supplement, complement, and maybe even get the same amount of income from your W-2 job, you know, built over time here. And so is that the priority, or are you good on the income that you're making right now? And are you okay to maybe get some of the RSUs or get some of the, you know, convert those to stock to cash, or maybe take money that you have been saving already and go invest, or maybe the combination of the two to go into that investment to 2x, 3x your money, right? All this, I'm not presenting you these opportunities here right now. I'm just saying that these things do exist, and getting to know sponsors out there, getting to know the operators that do this type of these, that are masters of their craft around that type of asset class, right? Like I was saying, if it's development as an example, which, you know, the entire front end, right, during build, you're not going to get paid because you get paid when there's cash flow. And income needs to be coming in to whatever the investment is for everyone else, including the sponsor, to get paid as well. So lots of questions to be asked around the deal structure. If you put in money, what you get back, you know, all of those types of questions, you know, is this person trustworthy? What is their track record? All those types of questions on, you know, episodes I've done before too, around vetting your sponsors, the importance of getting to know your partners as well. But really just come back to, what is it that I'm looking for? Do I need cash? Do I want cash now? Need cash now? None of this should be urgent decisions, but do I want cash now for my portfolio, or can I hold on for a year or two to get bigger returns later on? So this is just what I wanted to present to you this episode. Like I said, I was queuing up some others to go out, in fact, tomorrow. But I thought, just looking at the patterns of the interviews I was doing, this is a good lesson, good topic, good a pattern that I wanted to share based on my experience so far here doing these interviews. So this is what I wanted to bring to you. So I hope this is helpful. If you do have questions about this, or, you know, you want to know more, you know, shoot me an email, steven@aritacapital.com, or shoot me an IM, DM on Instagram, wherever is best for you. Again, I'll make sure that those are in the show notes as well. Also, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. That's fine as well. I'm happy to chat about any of this stuff. I know this one was short and sweet, but I felt like it was, based on what I was, the interviews I was having, this would be a good place to summarize this, to just reevaluate, right? So anyway, looking forward to publishing these episodes with these guests, looking forward to getting more episodes out there about underwriting. I've got some people, you know, underwriting the analysis of the whatever the asset is, looking at, you know, the income, the expenses, what the net operating income is. You know, I've got people coming on for multifamily, you know, apartments, talking about cap rates. I've got them coming on asset management and so forth. So stay tuned for those. And again, as always, if you have specific topics you want to hear about, please let me know. If it's something I can talk on, I'll be happy to, or of course, I will go get additional experts for you. So we'll make sure it's tailored to you as a tech professional. And that is, I think, the power of this podcast, is that I want to ask the questions that's relevant to you, instead of you just going and having to go and look for research for other guests and having to contextualize everything yourself. So that is part of the value that I'm bringing here. So I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for tuning in to another episode here, Path to Passive, and I will see you next time. Thanks for joining us on another episode of Path to Passive. We love connecting with our listeners and those on the path to architecting their wealth and improving their lives. Feel free to let us know what topics you'd like to see in future episodes. Get in touch with us through email or Instagram. See you next week for a new episode.